despite doing activities in the mode of goodness, still, if we feel that we're in the mode of passion, then how do we go beyond and attain the transcendental stage? Yes. See, firstly, as long as we're in the material world, the modes are going to surround us. They are outside us and they are also inside us. So when we transcend the modes, that does not mean that the modes are no longer there. The modes won't control us. The modes won't influence us so much. But still, the modes are going to be there. So the real problem is not whether the modes are there or not. The problem is whether the modes are controlling us or not. So once I was talking with a senior devotee, and then asked, so what is your plan now? So he said, my plan is to surrender to the mode of ignorance. No, he said something very sweet. He said, my plan is to surrender to Krishna, who is manifesting in the mode of ignorance. So what that means is, if a devotee can see, when we sleep, it is an activity which requires the mode of ignorance, because it's inactivity over there. So the mode of ignorance is required for that. Sometimes we try to sleep and we don't get sleep only. Sometimes what happens is we try to control things and this doesn't work, that doesn't work, that doesn't work. Then we just pull a blanket over our face and go to sleep. At least that works. And when even that doesn't work, when we're not able to sleep also. The point which I'm making is that the modes are functional features of this material world. And various activities that we do, it just, the modes are required for that. Brahmaji supervises creation. So when we are creating something new, we're planning something, we're executing something, that creative activity requires the mode of passion. So the point is that it's, as devotees, our intention is transcendental. We're trying to make our intention transcendental, that is serving Krishna. At the same time, we, for functioning in this world, we may work through different modes at different times. So the very nature of our life is that we will run around here and there. We have to have, the world around us is passionate, and sometimes we may also get passionate. So now it's that, there are four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And different varnas are characterized by different modes. Kshatriyas are in passion combined with goodness. Vaishyas are largely in passion with some ignorance. Shudras are in ignorance. Now, when we say the Shudras are in ignorance, it does not mean that they are totally ignorance. Because if the Shudras are also following scriptural rules and regulations, well for Shudras, that following rules and regulations requires goodness. So what I'm saying is that all of us, we have a particular psychophysical nature. Some of us may have Kshatriya mentality, some of us may have Vaishya mentality. And then it is not that we are chanting Hare Krishna, that mentality is going to change. The mentality will remain the same, the purpose will change. So I will be a Vaishya, but I'll use the Vaishya mentality for serving Krishna. Some people, they just feel, like if a Brahmana is there, you tell them, we want to build a new temple, we have to get $10 million for that. The Brahmana will say, after you build a temple also, you are going to just have some Bhagavad Katha. Why have it now only? Why do you need to build a big temple? So for a Brahmana, Vaishya world's work will seem like a burden. But the Brahmana will use Brahminical inclination for serving Krishna. The Vaishya, tells him, come on, we will have a 3-hour Bhagavad Katha. 3-hour, too much, can't do it. Tell the Vaishya, we have to raise $10 million. Yeah, now I got something to do. Now I'll go here, I'll go there, I'll do that. So basically, we all have different natures. And bhakti, it is not that we have to change our natures. We have to change our purpose. So if we tend to go more into the mode of passion, we don't have to feel too worried about that. As long as we keep our purpose Krishna. And over a period of time, as we keep practicing bhakti, even Vaishya's work can be done dominated by the mode of passion and ignorance. Vaishya's work can also be done by the mode of goodness. That means some people, they are doing business work, but even as business people, they are very calm, composed, very regulated in their functions. Some people are just running around, just worried too much pressure. too much tension they are in. So the overall activity remains the same, but gradually the purpose which is for we doing it changes. The purpose changes when you start practicing bhakti, and the way we do it will also change as we rise higher upward in the modes. But the important thing is, at this stage, we make sure that our purpose stays Krishna. And if we find that the mode of passion is agitating us too much, then we can find out how I can increase the mode of goodness a little bit. We can slow things down. Maybe I can take a little breaks. Maybe I can do something, activities which root me back into the mode of goodness once again for some time. But the important thing is, it's not that we have to beat ourselves up because a particular mode is prominent in us. Now, whatever mode is prominent right now, we just use what we have for serving Krishna. So focus on changing the purpose, not so much on changing the mode. The mode will change gradually when our purpose is struck. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.